Nation, welcome to episode number 6 of YouTube Roulette. I am Sean Kidd, and tonight it is my turn to host. But before we get into the matches that we're going to talk about tonight, let me introduce my co-host. Up first, Matt Souza. How are you tonight, Matt?
Sean, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. Going to have some great matches to watch here on this beacon of professionalism that is YouTube Roulette.
It is, and I missed the last episode, so I feel like I had to come back with a bang. And I think, for a change, I didn't pick matches that people will think will suck, I think. I think I picked some bangers, so we'll see how it goes. Scott Shiflett, how are you tonight?
Sean, I'm glad you're back. You were missed last episode with your Seanalytics. Now we have you here. Our Mel Kiper of professional wrestling stats, Sean Kidd, is here.
Sean's not going to get that reference.
That was for the rest of you guys and the other viewers, listeners.
Anyone want to tell me? What's a Mel Kiper? You can tell me later. I have no idea who Mel Kiper is, but it's good to be here.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Good to be here. Welcome, Scott. Glad you're here, recovered from a drunken fest wedding this weekend, so I'm glad you're on. Next up, Logan. Logan Crossland, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, Sean. You doing all right tonight?
Yeah, I'm surviving. I'm all right.
Sounds good.
Wow. Short and quick to the point. Logan gives no fucks tonight. And last but not least,
trying not to piss anybody off.
All right, yeah, you got to cut that shit out. Last but not least, typically the voice of reason, but took a whole different path on the last episode of Highway to the Impact. So, Jacob Williams, how are you tonight?
We all get to that point. No, I'm well. I like to imagine us trying to remember the match rankings when Sean's not here, like with our abacus, like fumbling around, fires in the background. What's the match ratings?
All right, so speaking of, Jake, welcome. So speaking of Sean ratings, the so-called Seanalytics, I'm going to run down so far over the first 5 episodes, our best matches and our worst matches. So we'll start with the worst, since I think the worst one is the one I picked. So, and it'll probably be there eternally until we find something else. But we'll start off with our 5th worst. Canyon versus DDP from your last episode was 1.56. Then you had New Jack versus Grimes, which was 1 star. The Brett versus Disco match, a 0.87. The infamous Nanachka versus Ferrari, 0.62. And number one is Tito versus Orton, still hanging strong at a dud. And I'm very proud of myself that I have picked the two worst matches in the history of this podcast right from episode 1. So I'm starting off with a bang. I was very happy about that. Anybody have anything to say about those matches before we move on?
I'm still shocked that the Bret Hart match is so low. But yeah, that was a real horrible match with Disco. Like 12 minutes of plotting.
Look, speaking as someone who was made to watch the now infamous Jimmy Valiant versus Chief J Strongbow match that was chosen by Sean Kidd on Croc and Roll, I completely believe that he has chosen the worst match on this podcast.
All right. Well, I think I'm making up for it tonight. So I went out of my way not to find something worse than those two matches, but I can't promise what'll happen on my third round. Third round, I might look for something intentionally more horrible than those first two. But let's go to the best. So number 5, Punk, Mysterio, and Eddie Guerrero has fallen to number 5 at a 3.93. Steen versus Tanaka from your last episode is at 4 stars. Number 3 is Owen Liger at 4.06. Number 2 is Stan Hansen versus Terry Funk at a 4.35. And holding strong at number 1, Killshot versus Fox at a 4.5. So those are our top 5 on each side. We'll see if anything makes up for tonight. So anything to say about the top 5 matches before we move on to tonight's watch?
I mean, no, you did. Sorry, Jay.
Quick edit note, Sean. We need to dub in the WCW Saturday Night like robot music, like from circa 1996 while you're reading off your stuff. The little like, we'd have like the robot arm like while you're reading off the stats. Sorry.
Oh, Jacob. Ahead, Jacob. Behind the curtain, you edit this, so feel free to do that.
See how motivated I am.
I mean, sure. It is a pretty low-key podcast. We don't do notes for shit. We just sit here and watch shit and talk shit. So, right. I mean, it might be a little too much to have to
speak for yourself.
All right, my bad. All right, Matt, Scott, what were you about to say?
I was going to say, like, we gave you hell for picking the worst two matches, but you still have a match that was in the top 5, which was the three-way with Punk, Eddie, and Ray. So that was still a hell of a match. So, you know, yep. I'm not going to shit on you just for the bad two because that, you know, I think that's a hell of a match.
I've got 2 of the top 3. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. And probably the biggest surprise for me personally, a kill shot in Fox. That's for me was probably the biggest surprise of everything we watched so far on this show. So good selection here.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we are going to jump right into it. So we have four matches tonight. They were my selection. So our first matchup tonight is from Japan. And I feel like we've had a lot of success going to Japan. Unlike my other podcast, where it seems like I pick Japan matches and Logan and Scott shit all over them. I feel like I'm having a good run on this.
Just like suck.
Yeah, Scott or Logan, anything you'd like to say about the Japan matches I picked on my other podcast besides it sucks? You fucking.
Oh, God. Croc, it made me even wonder why I even liked wrestling some of those matches I had to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't feature Martel, so I'm good.
All right, so you guys, those matches were not that bad. Okay, we have watched much worse than sure those Japan matches. But I will say the matches from Japan that we've watched on here have been much, much better. All right, so the first match we're going to watch, and full disclosure, I've changed my picks, what, I think 5 times since I got
132 times.
All right, so I've been trying to find matches from Japan because it feels like we're on a good run, and I think I found a good one here that everyone might be able to relate to. So it is from 1989. The British Bulldogs taking on Stan Hansen and Terry Gordy, so I figure you can't lose with the Bulldogs, and Hansen's had a pretty good run on this show, so I figured, what the hell, let's watch it. So I am paused at 0 seconds. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Don't everyone talk at once.
Sorry, Sean. I usually don't go there, but I thought of when I was doing the computer voice thing of a good old joke. So just, you'll have to take this one, but we call you the computerized man of the 1890s.
Are you calling me like the Terry Taylor? You're calling me the Terry
Taylor?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
I really wish we had a better wrestler than Terry Taylor to compare that to.
I was going
to
say, that's many layers of insulting. He called you old and Terry Taylor.
The old I can accept. I think the Terry Taylor thing might cross the line.
Yeah, that's the crossing of the line.
The day the line was crossed.
That almost makes me want to quit this podcast. No,
Oh, dear.
I'm kidding.
I will say I do like this ring, how, you know, it's different from the other rings, which is normally just one color, but it's like split in line. I don't know if it's like interpromotional thing going on, because wasn't the British Bulldogs, I know I'll be told if I'm wrong with this, like with All Japan, and Hansen and Gordy was with New Japan, or do I have that completely wrong? I don't know that much.
You would ask,
to be honest. So
yeah, I don't know.
That literally goes for anything. I don't know that much, to be completely honest. So
that's a day that ends in Y for me.
You don't know much about the research staff on it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So this match is from June 5th, 1989. And I believe this is, I want to say it's some kind of, this isn't the tournament. This is just a match. So the Bulldogs left the WWE. So here's some history lessons. So I'll wax some history on you. Their last appearance in the WWE was November of 1988 in the Survivor Series. And I believe they went to Stampede, and they're also in Japan. Now, also, Davey Boy actually quits and leaves Dynamite Kid in Japan and stranded to go back to the WWE. So I don't WWF. So I don't know. Holy shit! He just
Oh my god! He just killed him.
No wonder he's crippled.
Yeah, I was gonna say. There's Dynamite Kid broken back number 38 right there.
Yeah. So Davey
Boy really going dark with the goatee.
Yeah, so he came back to WWF in 1990, so I think they had a pretty good run as a tag team out of WWE, at least for a year or so.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking before the show started about the British Bulldogs, and I said I didn't realize that, you know, Dynamite was wrestling until I thought his health problems had already started, because I thought that was the reason why they left WWF, because I remember in Bret Hart's book, they were telling how when they had to drop the titles, the Bulldogs had to drop the titles to the Hart Foundation. They literally had to carry Bulldog down to the ring, Dynamite down to the ring, just so they could lose in like 45 seconds.
Yeah, that's why they did the angle where he got knocked out. Logan, you alive?
Please, Mr. Gordy, don't paralyze me, please.
There you go.
That goatee is a choice.
Right.
It appears that
I think it's like when the character, that's how you know he's really getting into like a dark time of his life. Like in the character, like when the character in a movie gets the goatee, you know.
He's going
like a Walter White.
That is there goes point. Dynamite Kid in the back, growing, drawing his pentagrams again. There he goes. Jesus God.
You know, I never thought about that, but Jake's right. Every time someone grows a goatee, they turn evil. So I have a goatee already, so that must say something about me.
I was going to say, I've had one. I've had one for a while. So
by all accounts, he was always evil, but maybe he's especially evil here. I mean, by all accounts, he was always a dick.
Yeah,
they are all in All Japan at this point. Shift. Okay.
Thank you for that research.
That's why I went. That's why I went silent.
It's all right. It's very like you to be quiet. So
thank you for those Logan analytics.
Oh. Computerized man
of the 1990s.
Oh, oh shit!
He's on his 45-pound laptop from 1991.
I want to go home.
He's on his 486.
So sure. I remember.
Can you talk Terry Gordy too?
No,
he sounds a little. He sounds a little.
Hey, I'm a dancer. Yeah, yes. Yes.
So I remember reading like those crazy wrestling rumors that Dynamite Kid. Hell, this might be real. Probably is. Used to wake up his ex-wife with a gun to her head and said, "One day this will be loaded." Like she would hear the click, and that's how she would wake up.
Hmm.
So like with Jacob saying like, "Oh, he's a piece of shit." It's like, yeah, inside and outside of the ring.
I mean, who needs an alarm clock when you have that method?
Oh, time to get ready for work.
Click.
There's been a lot of arm work and punching. Mm. A lot of arm work and punching. I guess the clothesline and the snap suplex have been about it in this match, pretty much.
Look,
right?
Davey, Dynamite's wrestling with a half broken back. There's only so much he can do.
But he still snap suplexed the 300-pound freaking Terry Gordy.
I know that's what broke the back. You see, that's the narrative I'm going with.
And Davey is yoked here, like just.
I was about to say the same exact phrase, Scott.
Yoked. Davey is yoked. Yeah.
He sure is. Brick shithouse.
You know why? Because I'm yoked.
Because I'm bizarre. I'm bizarre. I'm yoked. OMC, how bizarre.
And then you look at Gordy and fucking Hanson, and they both look like me after this weekend, all bloated and shit.
They look like they hit the Japan Country Buffet on the way to the match.
Stan Hansen just looked like he came off a 3-week, hitch off the oil rig.
Yeah. Davey Boy is yoked. Hanson and Gordy eat yolks. That's the difference.
They went to the Japan Waffle House.
Right. Ooh,
Mr. Yeah. Gordy, Mr. Hanson, you should come to the gym with me after the match.
I don't know about
you stupid dumbass. We're gonna go to the buffet. Look at that. Jeez.
God damn it. Chicken.
I'm still pissed off at them Freebirds.
All right.
That we watched that other match a few months ago.
Good. That was impressive.
I do like the ring, but with this video quality, it's kind of burning my eyes a bit.
Sure, yeah.
the bright colors and the red.
It's a lot.
Davey showed off his power there with the gorilla press slam to Gordy.
Davey using that. I was going to say, he's using that cocaine strength.
There's people in the crowd are dressed like they're going to church.
Why are they holding hands on the way to the ring? What the fuck was that?
I may have said this before in this pod, but Terry Gordy's got that Little Lord Fauntleroy here. I think I've said that before in here, but every time I see him with this big curly mop.
The ring looks like that from Squared Circle to Silver Screen logo, actually.
I need to listen to that show.
Wow. It's pretty good. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you should listen to all my shows, Sean, because you're my father.
I do for the most part.
You never listen to any of my pods, Dad.
Yeah, I know you had I know you had a new one this week, but it was like 5 hours long, so I didn't listen to it yet.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to that one.
Okay. All right. I want to support the cause. So
support your son, for God's sake.
Well, he wasn't supporting my app, so I can't support my son.
You know?
They're like modern day wrestling fans would be on Twitter being pissed off that little Dynamite Kid is whooping some ass on
Terry Gordy. Vanilla midget whooping Terry Gordy.
Right, look at this.
with his devil goatee.
Vanilla midget.
Gonna let this little guy get some offense in
his
on this
Harvey Keitel goatee.
What the hell?
He reminds me of Kevin Spacey from Seven for some reason.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Wow. There's a reference.
He looks like Kevin Spacey from American Beauty.
Which Seven Deadly Sin does he look like?
Oh, American Beauty. Very underrated movie, by the way. Well, that's a great movie.
Now he probably looks like the sloth, Seven Deadly Sin, but, you know.
Not enough people talk about American Beauty.
Susan, that was a hell of a joke right there.
Thank you.
Are they wrestling on top of a mini golf course?
Oh!
What a green carpet.
Now take that, vanilla midget.
Oh, this is a three-putt. I hit it in the windmill.
Sean, I have to give you some shit here because you have picked a video with no comments.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Nobody would my gimmick.
Between me last episode and Sean this episode.
Right. Killing my gimmick, apologize. Man. Got to get my shit in.
I apologize for the both of us.
I'm sorry, but I had no idea.
That's all I got, man.
I was a big Bulldogs fan, and you know, I love me some Hanson and Gordy. So what am I going to
do? All I can do is read the comments and sing like an idiot. That's all I got. It's well, only two
moves. You haven't sung yet. You can sing if you want.
Right. I don't know. What do I say?
How do you guys feel about this match so far?
I thought it would be a whole lot better if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, it's all right, but amazing.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot more physical, but it might get there, but oh, God. Starting with that.
All right, that'll do it.
I mean, they've had moments of glory, but it's been relatively like low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the gorilla press that Davey Boy did at that.
Oh, there you go. God damn it, man. Solid. Davey Boy is just a beast. Jesus Christ.
He just like picks him up like with no effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb.
It's because my Wheaties in the morning.
And dynamite shots. And my steroid shot in the ass.
That's what happens when you sweat a Fedra.
Didn't WWE sign like his son back, and like he's just been fucking hanging out and catering?
He got
that
COVID.
Is correct.
He got COVID.
Oh, did he get the COVID hanging around catering?
That'll do it.
Did he get the COVID eye?
He got COVID.
Sure, just goes. He got COVID.
No, he did. Nothing else. Right, no, legit. He got COVID. That's why he's been gone.
I know, at first, she didn't like elaborate, and it was kind of funny.
Just like, I didn't think I had
to. Didn't he come back and go to catering? He got COVID. And you just left it at that.
He ate some bad catering and got COVID.
That'll happen.
I think they signed him when he inducted him and then, like, literally haven't used him.
Jesus. Yeah, so it was a picture of, like, the dark match back when they started on the road. They could have just brought him in and got him drafted, but you know, I don't write for WWE anymore, so.
Pretty good dropkick by Terry Gordy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For a yolk eater. Somebody drinking the yolks.
Mm. Oh, that was a little sloppy.
Oh, boy. That
was a little sloppy. Oh, God.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
Oh, God.
Lord. Fucking elbows of doom in there.
All right, that's some stiff shit.
So what happens when you wrestle a blind man? He can't see where he's hitting.
That last one by Hanson looked like he caved his chest in.
Fucking shit.
Gave him the Kofi chest.
Just blood.
I can't breathe.
I love Stan Hanson.
Mr. Hudson pulling in his lungs.
We should just do a podcast dedicated to Stan Hanson matches.
We could. It's called YouTube Roulette.
Oh, yeah, it is. YouTube Roulette, my bad. Sorry.
I gotta go home to Diana.
Wait, no, I don't. No, I don't. Never mind.
That's where my wife is. I'm getting a little flabby, man. You got any of them steroids?
Here comes the rest spot. Davey's all worn out.
Yeah.
What the hell? His lungs were just crushed. He needs a break.
Or like Brett said, it's like you've been smoking crack all night or whatever.
All summer with Anvil.
Yeah, he's been smoking crack all night.
God, can you imagine Anvil on crack? Holy shit.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God. What a nice apparently him, like so.
Apparently him and Davey did crack all the time.
I know. Good Lord.
What do you think about British people doing crack? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like a... I don't know. It seems so American, I guess.
Mm.
Smoking crack.
I think crack is pretty diverse, Jake.
Really?
Nothing like diverse crack. I always say.
But they don't call it crack. They don't call it crack over there.
Oh, what are they?
They call it rock.
We don't use crack. We use whippets over there.
No, we do whippets over here too.
I smoke so much rock with Night Hot.
We
got so high.
In British, they call it stone. They do stone over there.
Ah, yes, of course.
They have to. You got to put an adjective in front of it, like something stone, like I don't know. Flippy Stone or whatever.
Flippy Stone. I think we're watching a match with him later on.
Or like Granite. Call it Granite. It's even better.
That was Ricochet's name in Jeff Hart.
Granite was? Granite?
Are you chewing on the devil's, chewing on the devil's Flippy, granite? Flippy Stone. You're doing?
Oh, Flippy Stone.
The devil's granite.
Dynamite's looking very season 5 Walter White right here.
He really is.
Like he is looking rough.
All you need is for Terry Gordy to call him a bitch. Why don't be an episode of Breaking Bad?
He tells Gordy he's the one that knocks.
God damn it, Davey. Get out of the ring and let them kill Davey, please. Oh, what? What are we doing?
Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god.
Here's the paralysis.
Oh, no.
That'll mess with Sal.
Oh, holy no.
Shit. Oh boy.
God damn, how does he pick that fucker up?
Jeez. He does it with ease, too.
He's a midget.
He's got enough somas running through his butt.
Damn it.
I give credit to Gordy. He's pretty agile for a...
They always said he was a good big man until he, OD'd on a plane to Japan, so...
Gordy's still in his 20s here, too, by the
way. Oh, my God.
God damn, man.
Taker, it's awful.
He's on the John Tenta aging plan.
Yeah, 96, he was like, what, 30? Like his early 30s, I think? 36, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
That match is horrible. Look,
yeah.
Been a decade hanging out with Michael
really
Hayes.
Bad shape at that run, too, though.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
Any point after he OD'd was just like a brain dead, basically.
Oh, man, he should have clotheslined him. We do a body press, you fucking loser.
Jesus.
My goodness.
God, there's so many slams in this match.
Is this a Booker T match? Take it easy.
Oh.
Holy shit. God.
Davey got confused. Just drops him on him.
And then Davey just stands back. He didn't know who.
Wait a minute. This is too light to be Gordy.
Wait, I'm confused.
Oh. Christ. I thought you were the legal man. I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Jeez.
Damn.
Oh,
he elbowed him right in the mouth.
His nose just landed in somebody's beer.
Damn it. Oh! Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. Hilarious. Oh. Jesus.
Wow. It's not like he did in that funk, man.
Good Lord.
God damn that. Just
landed in the fifth row.
Davey's bleeding.
Knocked out me fucking molars.
Knocked out me fucking molars.
Oh, my crown just landed in that lady's beer.
Yeah, Davey's
good thing I'm high on all this crack.
Oh, the devil's granite running through my veins.
The devil's granite.
Well, Sean, as I learned from Croc and Roll, I figure most of this match would be a DQ. I was happy we actually got a finish.
No, I have not watched this match. Like, I didn't watch any of these matches, so I'm shocked too. I thought we were going to get a schmoz like we normally do. But yeah, that was fucking. Oh, yeah, let's raise our hands after he just got his ass kicked. God damn.
Yeah, I think Davey's bleeding. Well, at least it looked like on the camera from when, you know. He elbowed him and then hit him with a lariat right in the face.
He broke my orbital bone.
That was freaking awesome.
He knocked my incisors into the fifth row.
All right, so let's go around the horn. Matt, what do you rate that match?
Oh, why are you starting with me?
It's tough, right? Because there were slow parts, but there were some good power shit.
The ending was good, but boy, it was slow at points. I don't know, 3.25, I guess. It's tough. It's a tough one.
I'm also going 3.25.
Yeah, I'll go 3.25. That sounds
good.
All right, Scott. I'll go 3. Because it's just too many slams and arm work for the first, 10 minutes of, a 14-minute match.
Fair. Jake?
Yeah, I'm with Scott. I'm going to go 3. There were a few kind of weird spots in there, too, where it looked like they kind of lost what they were doing a bit, which wasn't great.
All right. And Logan?
Yeah, I'll go 3, too.
All right, so Matt, you and I are the high on that one. I love the power moves. I got to give him a quarter star.
No, Davey was the high.
Yeah, Davey was the high, please.
They probably all were.
I was high, and I was there, man.
That match was bizarre.
All right.
I was the high, and I was the highlight.
All right, are you guys ready for this next match?
Yes.
All right, I just started it. Now I'm on I got 2 ads. Hold on. Are you guys at the start?
Oh God, that was
what awesome. The hell was that? Is there a banshee in your living room?
No. Holy shit, this match is 25 minutes. This better be good. So the next match we're gonna watch is Thunder Rosa versus Mercedes Martinez. We haven't found a really good women's match we've watched yet, so I found this, and I think this is for 2019 for something called Queens of the Ring, and I thought it was timely. Mercedes Martinez, nobody cared to watch it, but the Impact Knockouts pay-per-view they just did, this past Saturday as of this recording, she won that tournament, Mercedes Martinez, and of course, Thunder Rosa, former NWA World Champion, Women's Champion, and now she's in AEW, so I thought this would be a good match to watch. So you guys ready?
And Sean, how could you forget that Mercedes Martinez was in Retribution for a hot minute?
Well, because no one gives a shit about Retribution, and that's why.
She was what was her name? Crinkle Cut or something?
Spare Tire. I think her name was Spare Tire. All right, are you ready?
Bike Jean.
Yes,
ready.
All right, mm-hmm.
Ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. And Jake, you have 55 comments to choose from on this one.
Oh yes.
What was the match average on that last one, Sean? You didn't
plug your shot. I have not calculated it yet. I was going to do it at the beginning of this while you guys talk.
You know, this person.
Throw on that Apple too.
She looks an awful lot like a Lockpick from Retribution.
Lockpick.
Retaliation was a real name, actually.
Oh, because that's
Sean. Is this a video affiliation to the WWE Studios film Queens of the Ring?
Oh my God!
That I'm sure Logan's going to be watching on Squirt Circle.
Yeah, that's screen. That's a future Silver Screen episode for sure.
I want to be a guest star when you do the Scooby Doo movies.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you doing those fucking movies?
Probably way down the line.
Guys, we got to mention there a special referee DJ Qualls.
I don't know.
The new guy.
That does look like DJ Qualls.
It does.
DJ Qualls mixed with DDP.
Yeah. Nah, it's mixed with Canyon.
Good Lord.
He's a little like more DDP white.
If he had no bottom teeth.
Who better than DJ Qualls?
Whoa, all right. Sean.
Not gonna lie. Yeah, I kind of like Thunder Rosa moving those hips.
All right, yeah, first match was a 3.10, guys.
God, I thought this was G-rated, the show, yeah. Sean. Good Lord.
I thought this was gyrations. For a minute, Sean.
The shoot match from the waist up.
Goodness gracious.
We don't need any horning across the galaxy on this show.
Right,
Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show version?
Let me give you some background on this match. This is Queens of the Ring. It's a joint production from Title Match Network and Hurricane Pro. Yes, this is Vivid. This is the match when led to Thunder Rosa signing with the NWA and AEW Mercedes with NXT. Within months, both ladies were signed to major contracts.
Oh.
So.
Was this filmed in the San Fernando Valley?
And this is for July 27th, 2019. Yes, I don't know where it was filmed. Beaumont, Texas. Sorry.
I was about to say, somebody in the comments said Beaumont didn't deserve this. It seems like unnecessary shot at Beaumont. I think they're saying the match is good. Okay. Good, I think.
It better be for 25 minutes.
Unnecessary hate on Beaumont, Texas.
I hope it's good. It's 25 minutes.
Quaint little town on the border of Texas and Louisiana. Quick geography lesson for anyone interested.
Oh, she just gave her a noogie.
On the head.
We have gyrations and noogies. Wow.
You know what? I'm upset. I missed the gyrations because I was calculating the first match. I guess it was
good. Oh, that's what you get for being a Sean Analytics person.
I'm sorry.
Sean had the ad machine out.
I tried it. My phone wasn't calculating. I was doing
it. You take 3250 and you add it to the 25%. You get.
It took me 5 times to calculate it.
Siri, what's 3? Plus 3.
Shit, I ran out of fingers.
Yeah, during the gyrations, Chris Golo came from a distance.
Hey!
Oh, hey! From a distance.
Thunder Rosa is his girl, so.
He was shooting ropes like Don West at lockdown.
Oh, dear.
Jesus.
This is a I feel like there really wasn't enough Dynamite Kid references in the first match for Matt.
Dude, Mercedes is pulling at her eye. God damn. Mm. Oh my God.
Mercedes looks very different here. Like something.
Was this referee also in PG-13?
I don't know. Does Mercedes have a surgery or something? She looks very different.
Oh Jesus! Here we go.
We'll bum rush your mother.
She's kind
of. That's the only words I know of the Nation of
Domination. Listen, what I'm saying, it's for real, not playing.
Nation.
Well, Sean, it could be if you see her on WWE, they might. She might have a lot more
makeup
pregame working up than Beaumont, Texas has.
Look, she looks very different when she was Squeezebox in Retribution.
I like how you change her name every time you bring her up.
Mama's got a Squeezebox and no sleeps at night.
We've done it. We've got Jake to sing. We've done it.
Well, this match has comments.
You said say a word from the song.
Jake's
in. That's
all I have to do. No interesting comments, though. They're all just like, this is a good match. I like the match. Like, really nothing. So nothing out of left
Thunder
field.
Thunder Rosa grabbing
show,
her.
Why is the show taking place at an airport hangar?
What is this place?
It's like it's like open air everywhere. What the hell is this?
Yeah. Sean, keep your martinis in your pants over there.
Ooh, there we go. There she was. Oh,
Jesus. I got a cock ad. No.
All right, I'm back. I'll pause.
All right, I'm back too. I'll pause. Let me know when you're all back.
Everyone back?
I'm back.
I did not get an ad, so I'm sure I'll get. I'll get one soon.
All right, I'm hitting
good. You could have the TB internet now ahead of us.
My recommended videos on the side. It has a 26-minute video about the rivalry between Scott Steiner and Triple H, which not sure God. How you get 26 minutes.
Jesus
out of
Christ! But,
you see, my recommended video has the 1 hour classic between Matt Taven and Jay Lethal. I won't be picking that match, so be thankful.
Mine has a two hour forever hardcore documentary.
Ooh. I think I've seen that.
Mine is CM Punk puts his undefeated streak on the line against upstart Daniel Garcia.
Mm.
Oh, don't get me started on that match.
Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, he's Dwight a pile driver. So cool.
I love it.
We're here to talk about Hurricane Pro Wrestling here, not AEW and WWE.
Hurricane Pro Wrestling.
I'm a big fan of Logan AEW.
It's a joint production.
Oh.
It's a joint production of Title Match Network and Hurricane Pro.
Oh.
It seems like they're doing a lot of flips and holds, and I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely been slow so far. Hopefully they pick it up. It's only 6 minutes in, though.
I do like Rosa with her little hip swerves, though. That was good.
Look, you got to get the Beaumont, Texas crowd all riled up. You got to build them slowly.
What the packed ref, house.
The ref is like Sean and Schiff watching Battlestar with his two wrist things.
Yeah, what's up with the wrists?
He's been working those wrists.
He's got carpal tunnel. Some carpal tunnel.
Good.
Like, I think Jake's right.
Looks awful. He looks awful.
He's a big fan of the F. Mary Kill segment on Battlestar.
Disrespect
he's
DJ.
So fucking, he's so stoic.
Scott and I are going to have to get some carpal tunnel bands on our hands to watch Battlestar.
Oh, my goodness.
It's weird, too, because you usually try and get people like who are short to be refs, not like this dude is like 6'7".
Who's the movie star you said he looked like?
DJ Qualls.
I was going to say with cancer. Add cancer to that.
Good Lord. Well,
I mean.
Oh! DJ Qualls.
Oh!
I liked Mercedes doing the little dance thing and then just slapping the piss out of Rosa.
That's the bitch.
He does look cancer ridden. I won't lie.
He does.
I was going to say, like, DJ Qualls is kind of that. I mean, his whole thing was he looked like a bass he hated.
Yeah.
Kind of his gimmick.
Very true.
That's the guy from Road Trip, too, right?
Did you bang a cheetah?
The guy that got his like breakfast stuck between butt cheeks and shit on Road Trip, is that him?
Yes, the French toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know his name.
So. And he parlayed that into a starring role.
Oh, she's kicking her
guy.
In the tits. The good Lord.
Oh, and then she does her own little.
Kicked her in the vagina.
All right, yeah. So what does
that do? Oh, and kicked her in the cooch.
I know, but really, what does that do? I mean, seriously, it does nothing.
It probably hurts.
It's probably not pleasant.
There's no way that hurts. How would that hurt?
Yeah, there's bone down there.
Right, or just, like, I never get this. Just because it's not the same as getting kicked in the nuts doesn't mean it's, like, numb.
Remember, I grew up in the Flintstones era where they did not kick girls in the hoochies.
A lot of nerve endings down there, Sean.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Oh, look at this. That's not, wow. That's a good,
you don't know until you've been kicked in the clit. That's what they say.
I will tell you, getting kicked in the balls is one of the worst feelings ever.
You should ask Jenny, how does it feel to get kicked in the pussy?
I'll let you take care of that if you would like. You can ask her.
This one has a lot more views.
Disputing the pain, I think it should be you who asks.
Yeah, no.
I like Jenny. Last match we watched had 534 views. This one has 1,630,000. So we kind of picked up in there, Sean.
Well, because the ref watched it all those times. How do you think his wrist got like that?
Oh, my goodness.
Tendonitis. From the
It's 666 downloads.
Damn. Almost. How many?
666. The number of the beast.
The number of the beast.
I think this guy has as little skin on his, or meat on his body as you possibly can and still be alive.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I was thinking like a poor skin. I was thinking foreskin when you said little skin.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mean skin. I meant meat.
He's got a little skin.
Like, Thunder Rosa with a nice arm drag right there into a pit.
You see, Logan, sometimes some people have a little bit of extra skin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the parents don't take care of business at birth, you know? Happens.
Well, you know, Sean, some think that's abuse.
My wife struggled with it, actually. First kid, she didn't want to do it because she was scared. He was crying, and it freaked her out. But I did tell her he'd be thanking me at 16. So
right.
Thankfully he did. So.
Is that more or less painful than a vagina kick, Sean? Please do tell.
I would tend to think it would be. I don't remember it because I was too young, but I would imagine it'd be painful.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
Got circumcised at the age of 16.
Well, in your age. I mean, Jesus.
Do you remember?
They used chisels back in my day.
When your penis got cut.
Back in my day, they give the kid whiskey and a towel to bite on to numb the pain.
One spoon.
I'm all right with the whiskey. I mean,
don't people keep it? Isn't that a thing? Like, people keep it?
Oh, what?
I really think that's a thing. There's people who do that.
Yeah, they keep it in formaldehyde jars. Yeah.
Yeah. They keep the foreskin.
You know those people are fucking serial killers.
Yeah.
I have mine next to bedrock.
Here's Johnny's foreskin right next to the ashes. Right next to Fido's ashes.
It's like the mosquito and the amber on Jurassic Park or whatever.
Yes. It's like the hieroglyphics you see in like cave walls.
Yeah, we have. The ball is getting a Sean Kidd.
You know why I love this pod? Because you never know where the fuck it's going to go. It's gone to foreskin and hieroglyphics and Egyptian. It's just crazy. What are we doing?
It's all part of the miracle of cloning.
That's why this is one of the best pods on. That's right between the.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't minded this match too much.
No, it's picked up a bit.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You're going 25 minutes. They're not going to, like, get a
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It really picked up when, like, I guess Rosa was getting Mercedes to dance, and she did the little thing and just smacked the piss out of Rosa. That's when it picked up for me.
Right after the vagina kick.
I say the cooch kick was a pretty good jumping point.
For sure. It's like a football pooch kick. Cooch
kick. Nice.
Oh, they're trying to run the clock out. Just do a cooch kick.
Oh, hash pipe with a flapjack, the Thunder Rosa.
This is much better than a Natchka Ferrari match.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't on for that one.
It's on YouTube. It's 0.62 stars. Go out of your way to watch it.
Oh, I'll watch it never.
Okay.
You don't want to see early Ivory? Minutes.
Yeah, it's only a 5-minute match, Matt. You don't want to see early on Ivory lose?
Nope. Okay. No, I don't.
All right.
I'd rather not.
I do think for our 1-year pod, we should go back and revisit Tito versus Orton.
Oh, my God.
Note to self, call out sick for the 1-year anniversary show.
There are two other Tito Orton matches on YouTube that I have not.
I feel like we've said all there was to say about that match.
Well, it was 3 hours long, so.
Right.
Some say that match is still going.
They just have rounds in between still.
There's a rematch in that same promotion. We should watch the rematch.
Oh God. No, I thought about it, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's too early on. It's only 6 episodes in, even though at the start of this pod, before we recorded, I have no clue what episode we were doing.
Place to be nation. Oh, look, shit.
To be fair, neither did any of us.
Jake, you need to put that in the post. Oh, shit. With the robot. Or the robot.
Are those chains holding the turnbuckles up?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
I was just about to say the same thing.
It's in a prison. It's a prison.
Yeah, it must be.
Beaumont style, baby.
So, obviously, this is before we find out who wins the TBS title. Do we think Rosa is going to take it?
I think Rosa's a contender for it, for sure.
Yeah,
I think they should earn it.
It is an ugly-ass belt, Logan.
But, well, the TNT title and the TBS titles may be two of the dumbest titles in name that I've ever seen in my life.
Look, talk to me when there's a Harvey Birdman attorney at law title. That's when I want to know.
I want the Andy Griffith belt.
Guys, can we please focus on Hurricane Pro?
Hurricane Pro,
of the world.
Hurricane Pro live at Folsom Prison here.
Folsom Prison. There's the outro music, Folsom Prison.
I hear that match is starting.
I feel like the chain looks pretty badass, though, if I'm being honest.
I don't hate it. No, I really don't hate it at all.
I like it.
I'm surprised Lucha Underground would do it. That would have been smart on their part.
Is Logan alive? He's awfully quiet. Logan, are you okay?
Lucha Underground. I don't know. I'm
very quiet.
So quiet tonight.
I don't have as many quips in my head as usual. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Are you tired? Was it a long day today?
No, it really wasn't.
Okay. So the impending death of
somebody. There's somebody who was here. B. Myers says he was in the front row, wearing a Rick and Morty hat, a Young Buck shirt, and ripped jeans. And he even calls himself an annoying Mark. But he says that Beaumont didn't deserve the silver performance. I tried yelling and getting the crowd to support them to the level they deserved. But let's see.
I have noticed the crowd is just kind of dead. Yes.
Yeah, so
tell me how you're a virgin without saying you're a virgin. Jake just said it when the guy was saying, what are you doing?
Look, he's wearing a Rick and Morty hat. He's very cool, you guys.
I'm trying to find him.
Young Buck shirt. He says 9 o'clock from where?
That doesn't mean anything.
The hard cam.
Now I got to look at a watch. It's a whole to-do.
You act like that should have helped, Jake.
I think that means the left side.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
this is going to end poorly.
Yeah.
This is going to end poorly.
Jesus God.
Oh, no.
That was a rough looking power bomb. She even tried to brace herself and everything.
Good Lord.
Especially this ring. It might be out of fucking concrete based on the chains.
Yeah.
Good Lord. TJ Qualls is very concerned.
Oh, there's your token. Small wrestling show grandma in the front row.
What, granny?
Is it the same one who filleted Luthez?
Yeah, I kind of want to bump my match rating up on that match just so it's not in the bottom five just because of the Luthez blowjob granny.
Also, like this big guy with the phone, he's getting into it. They
are at Folsom, so I mean, she may have filleted Johnny Cash for all we know.
I just got an ad. I'm back now.
Oh.
For such a small promotion, they have 15 different people recording. The hell they think they are? WWE? Well,
whatever this YouTube channel's title, Match Wrestling, has nearly 2 million subscribers. So
Jesus.
Wow.
I don't know.
one of the matches.
This is like,
that was a pretty sick kick.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if they would have showed Mercedes like this in NXT, like as just like a badass bitch, that would have been awesome.
We couldn't have done that, Scott. That would have made sense.
They made her like female Damian Priest, and I was like, she probably fucking smells. So,
God.
Damian Priest, your future WrestleMania main eventer.
Oh, fuck off.
By the way, I almost made a comment. In a small class.
That's when she, but that's when she was
Rickshaw.
In the.
Oh, that's a nice small pack. I like that. That was good. This match was all right.
Yeah, they've done a nice little, like, big person, small person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it just feels like they're just a rest. It's just like a good old fashioned wrestling match. Nothing spectacular. Just, you know,
good old Beaumont classic.
Yeah. For the Beaumont Mercedes title.
Good, like the Mercedes has the Xbox logo on the back of her shirt.
Halloween Xbox. Ooh,
that was the worst. That was
the worst. Oh boy.
Oh, that's bad. Like she just kicks her legs up in the air. She doesn't even do the twirl.
These are bad.
Holy shit, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Mm. Oh, my.
Mercedes Jesus. Martinez is dead.
Oh, meat grinder. It's a DDT.
And the Thunder Rosa.
That Three Amigos was that Three Amigos was on my bed. On my bed. Wow. That was a hell of
a... That was like an Eric Young on Conan pin there.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
I'm trying to see the goober because it keeps showing the left-hand side of the ring with the Rick and Morty hat and Young Buck shirt.
What's the logo in the middle on the screen?
Title Match Network?
That one? No. Oh, what? On the entryway?
On the entryway.
It's a hurricane. Because it's Hurricane Pro, damn it.
Oh, my bad.
Live
that's
a full
now I see it.
Jake's been plugging it the whole damn thing.
It's all coming together.
Where the hell are you? Where the hell have you been at?
He's busy running the numbers.
I'm still calculating the first match.
The computer man. This is Jake's. Jake's really the owner of this promotion. That's why he's like trying to get his shit in.
I worked really hard putting this show together, you fuckers.
Right.
This is Jambalaya Pro.
Going my damn chains.
That's why he's like, it's in Beaumont, right near the Louisiana border. I go there every Saturday. It's fine.
Is this Shane Helms' promotion?
Jake's the Roland Alexander of Louisiana. We just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Stand back. Hurricane Pro is coming through.
Fucking grifted everybody out of their money. Yeah. Wait, what's his name?
I wonder if shit's gonna make an appearance.
Nah, he was dead by then.
By now. Never mind.
My goodness.
I forgot shit ate shit in the grave.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my. Jeez. Wow.
Rosie Reigns.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
Probably gonna end badly.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is absolutely going to end poorly.
Nope, it didn't.
Somebody's going on their head.
Oh,
oh! Thank God! Thank God! Woodwind was able to block that.
Woodwind,
big fat turd.
Oh, good, she's going to finish the Three Amigos, or is it Amigas? Since it's a girl.
Yeah, that's
I didn't do well in Spanish.
Oh God! Snare drum just hit a code breaker.
No. Yeah,
snare drum. Snare drum.
This crowd is the shits, man. Watch the crowd.
Yeah, come on, guys. Get a better crowd next time. Jeez.
Well, they're about press to spit.
Jake, how many edibles did this crowd take before this show?
It was free edible night.
Tell them you got to do some different promotions to get the crowd out there, Sean.
Well, their rec time's almost over. They're about to have to go back to the holding cells, so they're a little upset.
This guy, this big guy over here, he's feeling it, though. I might be a bit ahead, but you're going to see him.
Sure he is.
Well, what is this?
Oh, God.
Oh!
Oh, God.
There's some people in the crowd who straight up have, like, camping chairs, like lawn chairs.
Oh, yeah. There is a big, huge guy out there feeling it for sure.
Yeah, he's... There.
Oh, look, guard
rail, look at the guardrail. Just hit the cradle shock from the top.
Look at the member of the Hawk concession stand behind the...
Look at the guy in the Sanity shirt looking at his phone. What a mark.
I'll take two hot chocolates.
That was a rough looking FU from weatherproofing there.
Jesus Christ.
Weather.
I think this is like a bingo hall. All they need is a basketball net.
Hey, I've seen
this.
Some.
This is where they play upward basketball in Beaumont, Texas.
Uh-oh. I'm really digging this match, man.
What's enamel going for now?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Rosa just freaking hit on her head.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This match has Sean going Don West over here.
Can you believe it?
Speaking of shooting ropes.
I did. I just shot ropes on that.
Jesus Lord.
Wow. I guess we're all like different points of the match.
Yeah. Dude.
She's right on her fucking head with that.
It's a good match.
It really is.
Oh.
Coup de grace to the back.
I won't spoil it for you until you're at the end. Let me know when you're done.
She just won. That was
okay. I don't think everybody saw that, Scott.
Oh, well, I saw it and you saw it.
There's our guy out there. Like, look at him. He's out there trying to get people to stand up because he's shitting on the crowd.
Where's his Rick and Morty hat?
He's like, come on, you motherfuckers! Really?
Is that John
Gresham? Look at the old people in the crowd with their arms folded. This is fantastic.
Nope, didn't
his,
like
his description of his outfit. Really is like the pity a Young Buck shirt and a Rick and Morty hat. Like
so. John Q. Every fan at a wrestling show.
Was that Jonathan Gresham in the crowd there, Sean? Was that Jordan Grace with him?
No, he's too busy with his head. Well, I won't tell you what he's doing.
I don't blame him.
All right. So, wow. You know, that was 26 minutes. That went by really quick for me. You know what? I'll go to Logan first.
I'm going to go 3.25.
Okay. Jake?
3.5 for me.
All right. Scott?
I'm going 3.5 as well.
All right, Matt?
I will also go 3.5.
I am also going 3.5.
Well, yeah, it'll make it easier on the math.
Logan, well, you're about to win by Price is Right rules. Come on.
All right, I'm not adding it up yet. I'll add it up at the beginning. All right, so our next match.
No, you got to run the numbers.
3.5. There's nothing to add.
Dumbass. Oh, you said 3. Oh,
yeah, 3.5.
I did not hear you say 3.5. I thought I didn't say hear you change it. Sorry.
Oh, he's gonna crunch the numbers. Come on.
God damn it.
I'm trying to make the math easier, you dickweed.
All right. Okay. No need to call. They call you fucking asshole.
Let him crunch the numbers. Damn it.
Don't quit podcasting, Sean.
Gotta use the steampunk computer.
The movie Wild Wild West. Fucking pre-pube jizz drip, fucker. All right. Are we ready?
Oh, jeez.
We ready?
See you in the retribution.
Jizz drip. Was that Mercedes Martinez's name in the distribution? Yeah. Just drip.
Just drip. Like juice dropping. All right, are we ready?
What?
Wait, hang on.
You should probably introduce the next match, Sean.
I'm asking if everybody's ready.
Well, okay. Would you like to tell the folks at home what we're watching?
No, I got to get through two ads first.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, our next match. I was going to ask if everybody was on the match. That's why I was asking, and I was going to introduce it. Is that okay?
We can cut this out. It's fine.
What do we need to cut out? We don't need to cut out anything.
We're in a fucking run with it, Sean. Come on.
All right. Our next match. Wow, you're being a penis tonight. Our next match is from World Wrestling Council. Yeah, you. Who else? We're going to World Wrestling Council. You go back to being quiet again. You were better that way. We're going to go back to World Wrestling Council. It is Terry Funk versus Barry Windham from 1986. So we are going to get some Terry Funk tonight. And Barry Windham is probably one of my top three WCW wrestlers, so thought it'd be a good watch. So it's 18 minutes. You guys ready?
Yes, ready. Sir.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. Logan, I'm just messing with you, man.
I'm going to go back to the Rosa hip swivel and fuck myself.
Okay, this ring looks like it's like
I already see a basketball court.
Wait, yeah, we got the basketball goal back from the last episode. Yes.
Oh, look, and the NWA logo on the apron.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
And this this is when, like, Barry was one of the top wrestlers in the world, correct?
He is still in Florida. He's had some matches with Flair at this point. He hasn't come to the NWA full-time yet. Okay. I actually think he comes to the NWA full-time right after this.
All right, well, I can't wait to get to that on Crack and Roll.
So this is from September 19th, 1986. It is the first round of the World Wrestling Council Championship Tournament.
Oh, he stole Terry's hat.
He was a West Texas redneck back then. Who knew?
He's always been a redneck. Yeah. All right. We would like to know what other matches were in this tournament.
Sure. I'm going to guess Abdullah versus someone in a five-star fuckfest.
All right. Here we go. You called it. All right. First round matches. Carlos Colon versus Boris Zukov.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Second match. Abdullah the Butcher versus Giant Baba.
Oh, my God.
Third match, Rick Martel versus Bruiser Brody. Ooh, that's got possibilities.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
And the Terry Funk and Barry Windham. So I won't go into I will tell you that the next semifinals match is Colon versus Abdullah.
Oh, weird. That's never happened in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And Carlos Colon.
Yes. Oh,
Colon.
Colon. I'll call him Colon because his matches suck like shit. Carlos Colon versus Abdullah. Colon versus
Hepatitis B.
Colon does get to the finals. Colon does get to the finals, but I would have to tell you, I would spoil the match if I told you what happened after this one.
Colon and his opponent, Philip Liver.
Like, you know, it sounds like one of those Meltzer, like how we would call him, junk food dog. Carlos Colonoscopy.
That's kind of like
Anabolic Warrior.
Colon taking on Tim Anus in the main event.
So it's the first person to hit a three-pointer and then followed up with the money ball shot win the match for this one.
They're playing by slam ball rules. There's trampolines around the ring.
By the way, our second match in this pod's history with a basketball thing in the background. CM Punk.
This is at least the fifth of those.
Yeah, I feel like there's every other match.
You were on the last episode. We had a basketball goal in every damn match.
Oh, good.
Right. I feel like it's like the exception to, like... If we don't have one, it's like a, it's kind of weird.
This referee looks decidedly less like DJ Qualls.
He looks like Bobby Eaton. He kind of looks like the bastard son. Oh, that works too. George Mizanin.
George, oh my God, it does look like him.
Oh! Oh, Jesus!
Barry caught it! Five stars! Barry caught the chair!
What the hell of a catch.
Holy fuck.
That was five stars this match already.
All right, that's got to be a gift right there. That's so good.
Oh, Lord.
There we go again.
He caught it like, it looked like they just played it in reverse. Like he threw it and they played it in reverse. He caught it so clean. That was insane.
Barry is one of the best of the world at this point in time.
At catching chairs, apparently.
Yes.
Dude, that was crazy.
So weird, like people on YouTube comments who are like giving people a history lesson via YouTube. Oh. Like Barry's dad, Bob Windham, aka Blackjack Mulligan, was a good friend of the Funks, and he eventually bought the Amarillo territory from Terry and Dory Jr. for 10.
Jesus Christ, that's in the comments.
Yeah, like what are you, like Wikipedia? Like, why are you posting this in the comments?
I go to the YouTube comments to read a novel. That's what I do.
Oh, look, right, like, there's the Cuban guard outside.
Cuba.
Fidel Castro outside the ring right now.
Besides
an anatomy lesson, Sean also needs a geography lesson.
They look like Fidel Castro.
Puerto Rico is all those islands are the same.
All the Puerto Rican listeners are offended.
Logan's a little feisty shit tonight.
It's not your fault. Geography lesson on this one.
Terry just spit on him. Barry's pissed.
Good Lord.
Done very little wrestling, but it's been great.
That was a great ring post shot.
Sean, you're...
Oh, no way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm... Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh!
See, now that's a pile driver worth stroking yourself over.
Not like that CM Punk bullshit.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh,
guys, we're talking about the World Wrestling Council here. Keep that AEW WWE rivalry.
World Wrestling Council in an NWA ring, apparently.
In right. Cuba, Cuba, not at all Puerto Rico.
In Cuba. Oh! Oh!
Oh, no, not again.
Again!
Oh. The Cuban Missile Crisis Tournament.
You had to check on it that time.
The Bay of Pigs Classic.
This match is for the Cuban Missile Crisis.
We are along with the Cold War.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Barry. I didn't mean to break your neck on that one.
This match will last 13 days.
This match, Fidel. Fidel
that's a good joke.
Scott got that reference. Another very underrated movie, by the way. History lesson. Jake should know that.
It just blows my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
He's never a world champion. I mean, I know he won, like, the NWA title.
Oh,
and, like,
no. That was, like, the Great Value NWA title. Right?
Sorry, the international title. But,
well, it was still the NWA title, but it wasn't. Oh, okay. It wasn't. Yeah. It was, Barry just falls out of the ring.
Like, Smokey Bones world title or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Willie Bowen writes, Barry Windham, period. Tremendous wrestler, period. His father, Black Jack Mulligan, period. Awesome, period. Wrestler, period. Barry, period. Windham, period. Also, period. Held, period. Titles, period. Western States Tag Team and Heavyweight Champions. NWA Tag Team Champion. U.S. Heavyweight Champion. And he just switches to all caps here for some reason.
Is Western?
Like, he got fucking excited midway.
Did you say Western States Heritage Championship?
I could have. It's something in here. Western States
comment,
Tag Team Heavyweight.
Like a telegram. A comment.
Barry Windham. Barry Windham, period, is on my list of favorite wrestlers.
Barry Windham, stop, is my favorite wrestler. Stop.
Right. Tremendous wrestler. His father.
Damn. Wow. His headbutts are pretty good, too. Jesus.
Somebody spelled should in the comments. S-H-A-D. Shad. He shad yeah, that, put on.
That was just Shad Khan. Oh. Tony's dead.
Oh, God.
Terry just fucking, like, he just bumped himself.
Jesus.
Yo, this has been a fun-ass match.
Oh, this match has been fantastic.
Oh, I got an ad.
I got an ad. God,
that ad, too.
It's the first
All
one.
All right, I'll pause it.
Fucking Matt Damon movie. All right, I'm back.
I'm not back.
Okay. I like how it's silent as we wait for Logan to come back.
Damn it, Barry, you gave him a silence. How dare you, you son of a bitch.
Goddamn headbutt, I popped myself on the floor.
Look, fucking ass, fucking dog, not getting the fucking YouTube
you gotta,
shit.
You gotta pay for those wrestling shows.
Oh!
Cuba. You gotta,
are you back yet, Logan?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, goddamn it.
I've been paused.
We were on fucking pause for like 3 minutes.
Right, I said I'm back. I did.
No,
when
I heard nothing.
I did.
I heard nothing.
Oh, man.
Christ almighty.
That was a nice pile driver that Barry just did on Terry right there. But this has been a fun match.
Oh, God.
Well, I like that.
Terry hits the ropes is always fun.
That punk, or not punk, funk. I got punk on the mind because of the pile driver now, Logan Banks. Funk.
Revolution
funk,
soldiers.
Yeah, funk falling out of the ring. Oh, good lord.
There's been like 10 pile drivers in this fucking match.
And half of them have been on the floor. Terry shaking.
Funk is wearing Barry Horowitz's gear, by the way. 1995, Barry Horowitz wore black tights and blue boots. So
all these pile drivers have been on that gonosifa herpolitis ridden floor.
Yeah, it's real.
There's like a four square cord on that cement.
Oh, that was my game.
I think I just got an STD from watching this match.
Also, like, this is like a weird pet peeve, but like the W in the NWA
Jesus Christ.
Worries, like, bothers the piss out of me. Just kill him, Terry.
Right. Problem about people like with their oh, the Canadian Destroyers and all this too much. Meanwhile, 1986, Terry Funk's taken 14 consecutive pile drivers.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I don't
shoot
hate
into
it?
The
I
match.
I really don't hate
in
it.
Cuba / Puerto Rico.
I should sit on that, but I actually like it quite a bit.
Cuba Redico. I think he was in AAA.
Thank you, Logan.
He was the mega champion at some point. Yeah. Oh my god.
Jeez.
Terry's just amazing. This match has been awesome.
He's a hell of a bumper.
Mm-hmm. George is not a good ref, though.
No.
No, he really isn't.
Oh! Oh! Wonderful.
What is this ring made out of? Brick? Holy shit.
80s Barry, too. Like, all his shit looks so good. Like, his punches, so smooth. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's like 86 throughout, even say 92. Barry Windham's like one of the best in the world, easily. Right. Yeah.
He's a natural. There was like no give to this ring.
No, when he just missed that elbow drop, it looked like it hurt him more than anything. Cuba had match.
Cuba, it's under a missile, it's above a missile silo in Cuba.
Mm. Good lord. A missile silo in Cuba, in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Sean's geography knowledge knows no bounds.
Well, to be Puerto honest, Rico, when Sean was learning
Puerto Rico,
sorry, Sean.
Caribbean island. Sorry, Sean.
I don't do this, but you opened yourself up. When Sean was learning geography, it was just Pangea. So,
good point.
I don't appreciate you shitting on Puerto Cuba. I don't appreciate it.
El Puerto Cubano.
It's located in Northeast Caribbean Sea, approximately 1,000 miles southeast of Miami.
All right, geography lesson going in the write-up.
It's an archipelago among the Greater Antilles, located between the Dominican Republic and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Sean's like, yeah, sure, it's all Cuba.
I don't know if Jake's reading this from a comment that was in there or he's actually reading it, because it could go either way.
Nah, fills in the comments. The Commonwealth period is period an archipelago period.
Rico, stop.
Randomly switched to all caps to in the write up.
Archipelago is wrestling in the next match, so it's fitting.
We're just gonna say every match we watch on the pod from here on out is in Cuba. Like in the Tokyo Dome. Oh, Cuba.
Stop bashing my head, DeBerry, you bastard. Stop doing it.
Six stars at the silo.
You know what I like? Six stars. Showdown at the silo. That'll be the next pay per view.
Oh my god.
Showdown at the silo.
Oh my god. Barry. Oh,
Christ.
This is amazing. This match. I'm sorry, guys. This match fucks. I love it so much.
It does fuck. It's
good.
Wow.
I mean,
Terry just like bouncing up and down.
Oh god, he's the best.
And there he goes again.
Oh, just amazing.
Look, Jesus is the best.
This match started off great when Barry caught the chair that Terry threw in the ring like it was fucking nothing.
It was at five stars at that point.
Yeah.
Don't duck my head in the basketball hoop there, hey, Barry.
I got news for you. If we rank this like I'm going to, this is easily going to make our top five. Easy.
Yeah.
Oh! Jesus God.
God.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
Terry, why do you do this to yourself?
And this is before he started doing moonsaults off ladders and shit.
Yeah, really.
There's a comment. I give it to Terry, Puerto Ricans. They're tough customers with the bad boys, Good stuff, The old days with three Z's on the end. And that's it.
I have no idea what any of that means,
Puerto Ricans, they are tough customers with the bad boys. Like, what does that mean?
Hey, Matt, when you're a big Stallone guy. When was Over the Top made?
Ooh. It might be around this time.
That's what I'm going to say. Funk wasn't any mainstream. Like, he wasn't in WCW, NWA, WWF. Like, he was doing a lot of, like, the indies kind of stuff like this.
Let's say
February 87 it came out.
All right,
but he just left WWF in 85, right?
Yeah, but this is...
this is 86.
Yeah. Oh, we got him. Nope. You put on the rope.
Just left. He would have left WWF earlier this year, right? Wasn't he at WrestleMania 2?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
no
yeah,
way.
86, yeah, 86 yeah. He leaves.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh! Fuck, got it! With the roll.
Left WWF, went straight to Cuba.
Yeah. Oh, the Cuban screw job.
All right. So now I can tell. Okay, so I told you the semifinals were Cologne versus Abdullah. The other semifinals was Martel versus Funk, which I would have loved to see that. And then the finals, unfortunately, is Cologne versus Funk, and Cologne beats Funk for the title.
What a mark.
Wow. Hell of a match, though. So I'm not going to go first. Logan, I'll go to you first.
No, I went first last time. Go to somebody else.
All right, Jake.
I'll go first. Too much overdramatic selling by... No, just kidding. I thought it was really awesome. I'm going to go 4 on it. I thought it was super fun.
All right, 4 stars. Matt?
4.25.
Scott?
I'm going to go 4.5.
Wow.
What a match.
Logan?
I'm just kidding. I'm going to go 4.
Logan's really on fire with the thickness tonight.
What a match. I'm going to go like 4.
It. 4? Oh, wait, is this Hugo Savinovich or something?
It is. Yeah, it looks like him.
Look at that mullet. Holy shit.
Good Lord.
Isn't he at ringside during all the Cuba matches?
Yes.
I can't tell if you're kidding or not anymore.
No, I really am. I'm totally kidding.
He worked himself into a shoot.
Yeah, I worked myself into a shoot. All right.
It's two mics, too, for some reason. So weird.
All right. I'm also going to go 4.25 on that match. So I will calculate it after I get to the next match.
4.25.
All right. So our next match, I've never heard of this match before, but I guess it's kind of in the history of wrestling is kind of a big deal because it's Young Bucks versus the Hybrid Dolphins, who I'd never heard of. It's Brian Danielson and Roderick Strong for PWG.
That's an amazing tag team name.
For 2009. But apparently, this match is a big deal because at some point in the match, Danielson just starts shooting on the Bucks and beating the shit out of them, and it's a famous match. Have any of you heard about that in the past?
I've not.
No.
No, so apparently it's in the Young Bucks book that they talk about this match that it gets a little too real, so I thought it'd be a good time to watch it. So are we guys ready?
Ready.
Yes. All right. I'll go 3, 2, 1, and hit play. So 3, 2, 1, play. And while you guys talk, I will calculate the last match.
Oh, boy.
It says Young Bucks and then Omega and Taylor under the name.
Wrong graphics. We're off to a fine start.
Yeah, so Chucky T and Kenny Omega were supposed to be.
Hybrid Dolphins wanted Jenny strains of weed.
are Hybrid Dolphins from Johnny Mnemonic?
Oh, God.
Logan, that's a hell of a fool.
Now we're talking.
Dolphins with lasers.
Is that Keith Lee being the ring announcer?
That's his cousin.
It's Brian Lee.
Curtis Lee.
Brian Lee.
Brian Lee.
Wow. Another match from Cuba.
Jesus. Is that a tanning bed in the background?
They all need it.
What is up with the one guy? What is up with the one Young Buck's head? His hair. Like, he's got no hair on top.
Because he's not wearing a bandana.
I think that's a headband, Logan.
I can't tell. It looks like I can't see it from where I'm sitting. Maybe I need my bifocals.
Bifocals.
Their ponytails are quite taut.
Yeah. All right. So we have a new number 3, by the way.
Number 3.
Terry Funk versus Barry Windham now goes to number 3, which knocks Punk, Mysterio, and Eddie out of the top 5.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Him catching that chair boosted it 1/4 star. So
that's why I went 4.25, not 4.
That whole match was amazing.
God, everyone looks so young here.
It's 2000. Well,
they're the Young Bucks. It says it right there.
2009.
Like Roddy, too. Like, God, such a baby face.
TNA's Roderick Strong.
It is, really.
I think they were TNA's Young Bucks at this point, too, weren't they?
I think that was...
Yeah, they might have been Jin Mi at this point. Let me see. Mm.
The description reads this. In honor of Brian Danielson's debut in AEW, here's the infamous tag match from the Young Bucks novel, Killing the Business, where Brian and Roddy, shitty little boots strong, beat them so bad they didn't make their nightly trip to Taco Bell. That's the description. No lie.
Oh! One of the Bucks... I don't know. The Jeff Hardy of the group just jumped over and landed on one of the chairs.
Which one is that?
And there's, yeah, really.
And there's I just saw
the Andy Douglas of the group.
The one that has all the glow stick jizz all over him.
I just see Fat Kenny Omega out there too. You see him?
You'll have to be more specific.
Yeah, and a gray shirt out there. Fat Kenny Omega.
Someone with a USC jersey. Who's that? Who's the four back then? Is that Lane Kiffin? That's Lane Kiffin, Sousa.
You know what's funny? You make the comments about the Naturals at this point in time in the Young Bucks. That's kind of like Young Buck 1 and 2 for me because I had no idea who was who.
Matt has dark hair. Nick is the...
I don't care. I don't care. It's still the same as the Naturals at this point.
Well.
I mean, I'm not being a Young Buck hater. I do enjoy them. Their match with Pentagon and What's-His-Face at their last pay-per-view was great. So
yes, it was 100%.
It must have been really great since you remember one, and if not both, of their names.
Well, Logan, being the AEW hater that you are, did you like that tag team match?
I did like that match very much. I like AEW a lot. I just, the slob jobbing just kind of...
Well, the Tony Khan stuff for me is bizarre because I see Tony Khan as the next coming of Herb Abrams, and he's going to die from a Coke. Binge, naked, running down a hall. That's where he's going.
My goodness.
Well, ever since Jenny said that he looks like an alien, I just can't get that idea out of my head. And I just laugh every time I see him. So, yeah. Didn't mean to kill the fucking chat.
He looks like the guy on... Or he looks like he would be one of those guys from Men in Black where they, like, open up their face and there's, like, a little... What
am I talking about? Yes.
You're saying Tony's a Balchinian? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying he looks like that guy. I'm just saying I could see him being one of those guys.
I will say Daniel is slapping the piss out of Matt right now.
He sure is.
Oh, my God. Face. He just fucking killed him with that kick.
Yeah. So apparently the Young Bucks speculated they got beat up because they were the young guys going over, but otherwise, to spoil it, God damn it. They were the young guys going over, but other than that, they don't have any idea why it happened. Since then, Roddy has since apologized. They also talked about asking... Asking Brian about it, but they never really got an answer.
I think this is right before Brian went to WWE, too, wasn't it?
It has to be.
He went because I think DDT4, I think they usually do in, like, the summer. So,
He was there by the fall.
I'm not an expert on that time frame, but isn't this kind of, like, indie... Brian Danielson, I mean, this is kind of just his style, though, right? He always kind of worked pretty...
He always worked stiff.
You know, like, this is like strong style or whatever shit, like all his Ring of Honor stuff.
So here, you want to hear the other matches on this card?
Yeah, I know their cards are stacked. Like,
all right. First round match, this is a tournament, right? So first round match, Danielson and Roderick Strong with Paul London defeat the dynasty of Joey Ryan and Scott Lost. No idea who that is. I know who Joe Ryan is. Men of low moral fiber, Chuck Taylor and Kenny Omega, defeated Dark and Lovely, who are the Human Tornado and Scorpio Sky. Wow, I didn't know Scorpio Sky has been around that long. Let's see.
He's low-key older than you would have thought.
The Young Bucks defeated the Cutler brothers, Brandon Cutler and Dustin Cutler. A singles match, Phoenix Starr defeated Malachi Jackson, whoever the fuck they are. The next match, the Young Bucks defeat Men of Low Moral Fiber, Chuck Taylor and Kenny Omega. Brian Danielson and Roderick Strong, defeat the Motor City Machine Guns. I would have loved to see that
one. Oh, my goodness.
For the PWG World Title.
Hard to get a plane ticket to Cuba, Sean.
Yeah. PWG.
Like we're still embargoed or whatever with Cuba.
For the Cuban Missile Crisis World Title, Chris Hero with Candice LeRae defeats Joey Ryan. And then we had this match as the final. So that's a hell of a card. There's Fat Kitty Omega right there.
You should take a look at some PWG cards from like 2014 and 2015 if you want to see loaded cards. Those shows are fucking insane.
Honestly, it looks like a lot of AEW guys.
Yeah, this is like a little uncomfortable to watch. Yeah. It looks like
what's uncomfortable?
Jim Cornette wet dream.
God damn. They're just
and Daniel looks legit. He looks legit angry too, like pissed off.
I'm so turned on by this, I may let Danielson fuck my wife.
Maybe one of them tagged Brie Bella before he did.
They don't call me Jim Cucknet for nothing.
Even Roderick, look how different. Roderick looks so different. Like, he looks 20 really years younger.
He looks really small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he had slimmed down for a while.
God damn it, man. They're just killed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, somebody in the comments puts like a excerpt, I guess, from the Bucks book where they describe it.
Yeah.
I was looking at it.
Jesus.
Apparently, they said that Matt's wife, Dana, was in the crowd in tears.
Wow.
Which, God, like McFoley getting plastered with a chair.
This is disgusting. I mean, it's really bad. Oh my God, look at his chest on the ground. Wow.
The best way to tell the Young Bucks apart is Matt in the Hardys has the dark hair, and Matt in the Young Bucks has the dark hair. So,
You know, that's a good trick. Right. Do you have one for the Naturals?
Which one is Chase Stevens?
He's the blonde one.
Okay. All right.
I'll never remember that.
Chase Stevens is blonde. Andy Douglas is black.
Okay.
Hair, not skin.
Chase Stevens is going to be here in a month.
What is he?
God damn, Brian.
Shit. Is Stevens still with TNA? I know he came in for a little bit.
He hasn't been on in a while. I don't think so.
He's in something like where Camilla from NWA is going to be here for like championship wrestling.
Considering I've never heard about this before.
Like, yeah, I didn't hear about it till. That's why I changed the match, Jake, because when I heard about it is when I changed the match.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, this has just been like a 9-minute ass whooping so far.
Tells you how many of us have read the Young Bucks book.
Yeah, Jake, you dummy. Well, you have to know what's in Sean's head. I mean,
well, if it's written like this, Dana rushed into the room, her face wet with tears.
Not the only thing like wet.
Hey.
Hey. Oh.
What a fucking mark she is.
It's not great writing. Rushed into the room, her face wet with tears. It's not a wonderful ride.
They're the Young Buck. They're the Young Buck. She's the Young Mark.
And Jim Cornette.
It's funny, you know. I feel like Brian has reputation as being this really
nice, guy.
Like well regarded and well, yeah, nice guy.
Right.
And this is kind of like some where people shit on guys like JBL and all for doing stuff like this.
Imagine this guy, Brian.
Not saying they're wrong, but you know what I mean.
No,
he's beating the shit out of these guys, and in a few months he's going to be reporting to The Miz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Choking Justin Roberts with a tie.
It's unbelievable.
No, but Jake, you bring up a good point. If this was like someone like, you know, the quote-unquote internet wrestling community like hated like JBL, like they would be shitting all over. Like he is smacking the fuck out of Matt right now. Like,
he sure is.
Standing on his neck and shit, like, god damn.
Look, there's no laws in Cuba.
Oh, he just spit at him.
Right? Somebody call him.
Oh, shit!
Good lord.
5 stars.
So on no, Cage...
Nobody's caught a chair yet.
On Cage Match, this one has an 8.65 rating out of 10.
Guess they like homicides.
This is...
Homicide's not in this match. Pay attention.
Like you've seen shoot. I mean, this has got to be a shoot though, right? It has to be.
Oh man, I can't wait for LAX to come into TNA too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not anywhere close to when New Jack tried to kill Vic Grimes, which I thought.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Well, what is?
Hey, come on, he's not throwing him 30 feet to try and spike him on the turnbuckle.
Who could forget that Cuban scaffold match?
Right. I mean, this is mild compared to a literal attempted murder.
Very true, but like, goddamn, at least New Jack wasn't stiff as shit till he like was like, "I got you, fat boy," and was gonna throw him off.
This is way more mild than shooting a bunch of missiles at the United States from Cuba.
But you know, like the crowd's into it here I think if you're just watching this, you would maybe just think this was kind of what they were going for. Like,
oh my god,
that's a receipt.
Yeah, they do say it in this little excerpt thing that they were like at one point we just started defending ourselves. So I guess this is the point where he just started.
I do have a newfound respect for the Young Bucks, by the way, because of this.
Gonna hit him with a shoot Meltzer driver.
Look at that. Yeah, God. Okay.
Holy shit.
You're right, Sean. I am gaining some respect. They're holding their own with that.
You watch them now, and you see this. This is like, I'm not going to shit on the Young Bucks anymore. This is great.
I want the shoot Meltzer driver.
I do. Yeah,
this is a lot better style from the Young Bucks than the shit they do now.
Now,
didn't
Matt take on Brian last week on Rampage?
Well, I think it was Nick.
Nick. Did you watch? Anyone watch that match?
No,
I have not.
I was just wondering how that, you know.
Supposedly it was a decent match from what I heard, but. Oh, God, Enziguri right in the face.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
I ain't gonna lie. This match fucks too.
Yeah, this match is really good.
For all the wrong reasons, but it fucks.
Oh, I don't care what the reasons are.
Oh, my God.
Roddy just fucking knife edge chopped the shit.
Jesus.
I think his nipple just landed in the third row.
What the fuck did the Bucks do to them?
We went from, I like that we go from a Terry Funk match where he gets the shit beat out of him, but at least he agrees to it before and he's like, nah, just beat me up. It's all good.
Don't drop me 16 times on the concrete where the missile silo is.
No, but that felt like a wrestling match and, you know, Funk. But this just feels like a shoot, man. Like,
pure like
shoot.
The Terry Funk book. He's like, I told him to hit me in the head harder. Because I wanted to look real.
20
he elbowed me and only lost one tooth.
That bulldog sucked.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah,
that was the worst move of the whole match so far.
But they're probably concussed, so I understand it.
Right.
Oh, my God. They just landed on the chairs.
Mm-hmm. Barry would have caught him.
Well, Stan laid in an elbow, and I could still remember my birthday, so I told him to lay it in harder.
You know,
now Barry would have landed in a seating position.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. Give him credit, man. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's like, my nipple's not where it used to be.
You know what, Eddie?
Gone.
Next time I see Hinchy shit on the Young Bucks, I'm going to post this link on his wall and say, tell me this match sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't suck. It fucks.
Oh, God, he just turned my innie into an outie.
He won't watch it. Three of the four guys are in AEW, so he won't even click on it.
Dude, look how red their chests are. It's like fucking ground meat.
Oh, my God, those forearms.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
I can get why his wife was in tears, because this is like an ass whooping that you just have to watch.
How have we never heard of this match before? This is nuts.
I think it has to do with Daniel being beloved and people hating the Young Bucks. You either hate the Young Bucks or you like them. There seems to be no in-between.
I don't know what that was supposed to be. Okay, that's the Young Bucks of 2021, that move right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the Dave Shear pop.
Oh.
Whatever.
That was the Wade Keller spinneroony.
The Sean Ross slap down.
Sean Ross slap. Sean Ross slap.
Ooh.
Oh!
Holy shit.
That's it.
Roddy fucking killed him.
Nope.
That would have been a beautiful finish.
Jake is totally silent and dumbfounded at this. You're in awe.
Dude in the white shirt, unbuttoned shirt with the black undershirt, straight up drinking beer out of the whole pitcher. Don't know if you guys have caught that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Eddie Kingston.
These nuts.
It's a money saving. Really. Maneuver right there.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Bruno from Phi Delta Slam's in the front row too. In the red shirt.
My favorite TNA tag team for what they did to Trinity.
The Harris brothers did it to Trinity.
Oh my bad.
Oh,
for the 15th time, Jesus.
Oh.
They literally almost touched the rafters.
Jesus Christ.
That's how I'm going to pay my wife later. Nothing? Fuck you guys. I thought it was good.
It took me a second to understand what you said. Now I'm a fan of her.
Yeah, we're a fan of that nose cell, huh, Shiflet?
Oh, no. Nope.
Conflicted. Oh, my God.
We're watching a snuff film. So.
It's like 8 millimeter.
It really is like a snuff film.
It's like 8 millimeter with Nick Cage.
Daniel is just fucking killing him with these
blows. I like how he's hitting him like 45 straight elbows, and the ref's like, all right, go ahead.
Just going to allow it. You hit him with 50, though. I don't.
That's the line.
Well, I will say this, though. I've been watching some Brian in Ring of Honor. He is a stiff motherfucker. He goes out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is balls to the walls, 100%.
Yep. Yeah, I remember he was wanting the fans to chant, I'm going to kick your fucking head in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Like, him and AJ had a match that I saw that was unbelievable. And then him What was the, why can't I remember his name?
Didn't him and Nigel McGuinness used to have
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, him and Nigel McGuinness
used to have they had some wars.
Yeah. So this is pretty on brand for Indie Brian, right?
Right, but you didn't always get that. It kind of depended on the match. But
because supposedly, that's why Meltzer didn't give one of the Brian and McGuinness matches 5 stars, because he didn't like the pain they were giving to each other.
I wonder what
that's what I was going to say. I think it was usually against people who are like down with it, who are in the same mindset, kind of.
Right.
That wanted to beat the shit out of each other.
Not the Young Bucks, who just wanted fucking Taco Bell after this, and there was no app back then, so.
Jesus.
Couldn't eat my Crunchwrap because my fucking jaw was swollen.
I need my cheesy roll-up, damn it.
Yeah, it's probably right here where he's smacking the fucking life out of him. I thought oh my God. And then Roddy and Matt on the outside, too.
I say, poor Nick's going to need to be spoon-fed after this match.
Do you see them slapping the piss out of each other at ringside?
Oh my God. Jesus. Yeah.
All right, 411 gave this match 4 stars. So I'm just going back through my. I don't have. No, I wonder what Meltzer.
Yes. Yes.
Logan gets it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's bucking up.
Oh, he's spitting his face.
Oh, my God.
That was the wrong fucking thing to do.
God. You're already getting your ass kicked this whole match. Oh.
Fucking.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be ugly. Oh, it's going to be bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fucking anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Damn. Jesus.
Oh, he just kicked him in the face.
Holy Jesus. Oh,
that's what in the face.
He was trained by Shawn Michaels, so.
Holy shit.
That's what he did to Vader.
Fat fuck. God, I would just be like, I give up. Fuck you.
He probably doesn't know where he is.
Oh God, he thinks he's in Cuba.
Cuba Rico.
No, it's Port of Cuba.
Oh. The paramilitary forces need to step in and stop this thing.
Oh my God. That could
be bad. Oh. I thought it was going to land on his head. I was so scared.
Where the Cubano is it what it is?
Yeah.
There we go. But see, like, that's the first super kick that hit the whole match.
Right. That was before the super kick party was a thing.
Nice 450 to moonsault.
Oh. Wow.
And that's the end.
I kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Well, we got their ass beat for 19 of the 21 minutes that we saw.
They had to go home. Fucking Brian just broke Nick's orbital ball. Kicked his fucking face in.
Wow. That was
Not kidding. I'm not kidding. That last kick like went right into his face.
No, it was like
into the rocket floor. See him with the scarf?
MJF, yes.
Dana!
All right, I'm going to go around the horn. All right, Matt, you go first.
Jesus. I'll go 4 on it.
That's it? 4? That's it?
Wow. Yep. Is that a problem?
Yeah. Big young bug mark over here, Sean.
Yeah, man. No, that's a little low, man. Scott?
I'm gonna go 4.5 again because I'm a fucking mock.
Fucking mock.
All right, Jake?
I'm going to go 4.25.
Okay. Logan?
Law and a quarter.
Why'd you say it like that?
I felt like it. 4.25.
All right. I'm also going to go 4.25. So I'm just messing with you, Matt. All right. Keep talking.
What a Mac.
Go ahead and go ahead and talk so I can see my shot
a little. That's a little high.
Don't shit on me while I do it, Matt. Fucker.
The match suggestion is John Moxley, a sick guy.
Oh. I think it should be Daniel Bryan, a sick guy after this. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's cutting a promo. What is he saying?
I'm going to WWE. Fuck all of you.
I'm about to go to WWE. I kicked you little bitches in the face on the way out.
Try eating Taco Bell now, you fuckers.
Poor Nick's going to have to blend his burrito.
You don't fuck with the hybrid dolphins.
What the fuck was that?
It was supposed to be my dolphin sound.
That was a horse.
That sounded like a horse.
It sure did.
That'd be amazing. Like the hybrid dolphins, and they just neigh after. The hybrid dolphins for life.
It's been a long fucking weekend. Okay.
You enjoy your Crunchwrap Supreme through a straw.
I'm gonna go have my vegan option.
You're not even talking about tonight, sons of bitches.
You're going to Delta
for Dolphins,
bastards.
In honor of the Young Bucks, I may get Taco Bell after this.
I had Taco Bell earlier today.
Well, I appreciate both of your contributions to the fun.
Did you use the app?
Through the app, though.
Did I use the app? What kind of question is that?
What do you think we are, fucking millennials?
No, I did use the app. Wrote me in with Logan. I enjoy I enjoy high-tech things like apps and running water and electricity.
Computerized man.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes? No?
Yeah.
Yes! All right. Yeah.
So, number one is still Killshot Fox. Yes, I'm talking. God damn it. All right. Number one is Killshot Fox. Number two is Hanson Funk. Number three is Bucks and Strong versus Danielson. Bucks versus Danielson and Strong. Number four is Funk versus Wyndham. And number five is Owen and Liger. So we lost Steam, Tanaka, and Punk, Mysterio, and Eddie. That's our new top five.
Oh, that's a travesty.
Pretty decent.
In it, Tanaka already.
So I thought you said handsome Funk.
Well,
I think I am handsome.
Hey, handsome Funk coming soon to the WWF.
Hey, I'm handsome to my wife.
All right, so yeah, so good round. Whose round is it next round?
Schiff. It's my turn.
All right, so Schiff doesn't know what his matches are, so Schiff has the next pick. So with that, we're going to go around and do plugs. So guys, really great matches tonight, I thought, overall. So we ranged from 3.1 to a 4.25, so I think I redeemed myself from my first episode where I had two under one star, so hopefully I've redeemed myself a little bit so I can shit the bed on my third go-round. So, all right, so with that, I will go to Logan. Anything you'd like to plug?
Just go listen to all the pods and all the feeds. Everything's great. Go listen to Highway to the Impact Zone's final episode for a little bit.
Or don't.
We did Lockdown. Yeah, it was kind of a train wreck, but I would like you to listen to it at least, but... you don't have to, I guess, but yeah.
I thought it was a fine piece of broadcasting by everybody on this call. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Thought it was very good. All right, Matt.
Yeah, those 5 minutes we talked about Lockdown 2005 were really something. But you can find me on the Pop Experience feed as the host of Piece of the Action. You can check that out. And let's see, I think by the time this is out, my episode of Freak Out Drive-In with Jennifer Smith should be up. You can find that on the Jenny Position feed, and you can find me on the Twitter machine at MSouza1991.
Excellent. Shiflet?
Yeah, like as Logan said, check out all the podcasts. Everyone's just doing a great job and killing it. You can find me on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet, where I talk about, well, for the month of October, I'm talking about horror movies and how much I hate football. So see y'all there.
I hate football too. All right. And Jake.
I just hate it because my team sucks, Sean. You hate it because you hate it.
Yeah, that's true. Jake.
Yeah, my team recently beat Shiflet's team. Just want to throw that out there. yesterday as of this recording. Anyway, I'll plug Sean, you came on the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast and we talked the a week of WWE TV, including the famous Halloween episode of SmackDown from 2002, which was quite a happening. So check that out.
Yeah, great episode. It was fun to do that one. And you can find me on NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter and obviously the NWA Crack and Roll podcast and a ton of other shows. But like everybody said, please listen to the Quad of Pods. Great stuff from everybody. So with that, next round, Shiflet is up. But thanks for joining us on YouTube Roulette, and we will see you in a month.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my